Welcome to the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And my name is Thomas Vu.
And we're here to wrap up basically the first half of the international season with the Grand Prix final that took place this weekend in Nagoya, Japan. One of the biggest news items, I guess, going into this event was I was told by one of my ISU connections, the technical panels for the Olympic Games, or at least what they will be right now. And typically in the past, what they do is they try to get these panels in at least one competition within the last year to just see how they work together, make sure that there's no kind of quirks between them, and just figure everything out semantic wise. So one of the curious things about what I announced with the dance panel is that they had not yet had their trial run competition. And then sure enough, as soon as I had said, "This is the panel," someone told me, "Oh, but actually, at the Grand Prix final, this is going to be the panel as well." And sure enough, that was the panel that was announced. So now you look at it and you see, for ice dance, really the two biggest competitions of the season, not including worlds, but you have the top teams in the world all together at the Grand Prix final, and then you have them again at the Olympics. Do you think that that's a little bit too much power for one panel, or do you like that it's the same panel for both events?
Yeah, I have mixed feelings on this. I like the consistency for skaters to where, a lot of times you'll go to like one competition and things are called one way and you'll get one set of scores from like a panel and judges, and then you go to another and it's completely different. And I think back to the Davis White Virtua Moore era where they'd meet up for continents, one team would win, they'd have identical skates at Worlds, and the other team would win,
Flip,
and
yeah.
so like even just for that I like that consistency. But if I'm looking at the calling here, it's higher levels all the way across. This wasn't a Finlandia or a Skate America issue, just in general. I don't think there are any issues, major issues anyway, with the calling, in my opinion. There's maybe some issues with judging, though, I would put in. Like, just looking at the protocols has been like really fascinating. I honestly haven't really absorbed it all. But just before we move on, I just want to say, like, we'll do a more in-depth ice dance breakdown tomorrow in a separate episode. We'll go over it today, but expect a lot of feelings too. You know what I mean?
There's a
So
lot of feelings on the internet already, and
I saw.
one thing I will say is there's a lot of kind of positioning and just using these. The judging the scores is, oh, we're getting screwed, which I said, Finlandia, it's kind of opening itself up to be if your favorite team is not getting the scores that you would like, then you can simply say, oh, the judging is scandalous, blah blah blah. But we're going to go into a deep dive tomorrow with the ice dance, because this is all season. It's really been kind of building up to this, where we thought this was how it's going to be. I mentioned Skate America, Finlandia, if you're going to throw out these low levels, for what, if it's just going to revert back to old scoring in the next event? And sure enough, we see, like, just to give an example, Guillaume in the free dance got a level 4 on his one foot step, which you almost never see. So they were throwing out much higher levels. There were a few quirks. We'll talk about Zingis and Kolesnik, what happened in their rhythm dance tomorrow. Today it's really just going to be an overview of all the segments of the competition. But yeah, I feel like it's boiling up to this one.
Yeah, long simmering tensions that it feels like, you know what I mean? Like this whole cycle that are just kind of like now bubbling and coming to the surface, and it's so strong that people are just getting really outspoken about it, which I honestly like to see. I think people should feel free to like express these opinions in the sport more without fear of repercussion. And we're seeing they don't even care if there's repercussions anymore.
We saw Guignard and Fabry kind of last year, towards the end of the year, just kind of be like, whatever. It's really funny to me because they started the season in France, and they stormed out of the kiss and cry, basically. I don't want to say stormed out, but they did not wait around. And people were like, oh, that's not professional of them, they shouldn't do that. And now we're seeing almost every team has something to
I
say about the
know.
scores, and it's okay now. So what a difference 6 or 7 weeks makes, as far as that goes. Yeah, like I said, we're going to make a separate video that looks at a lot of these calls and did they get it right in our opinion or not? First of all, I want to talk about the impressions of the event. First of all, I think it was a brilliant decision. I want to credit the Japanese Federation, because I don't think the ISU would ever come up with something so good. But that drumming intro for the skaters was so cool. It was so cool. I think that was one of the, it's like a cultural thing for the event specific to Japan. And I think that it really worked. And I think a lot of the skaters, we saw Alyssa obviously loved it, but I think a lot of the skaters truly enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, I just love that too. Like this whole competition felt like really uplifting, you know, in a way. Like we're so used to like figure skating, especially these last two events that felt so like dramatic and like in a way that wasn't necessarily that joyful, right? And what I felt throughout most of the phases here at the competition was that joy from like the skaters, the audience, from the production. And that's really something like I love to see. Who wants to just like watch figure skating all the time and feel this like negative drama, right? Obviously, it's embedded, it's part of our culture, it's a part of our DNA. We couldn't live without it, but it can't be everything. So I'm so happy to like watch this.
Japan knows how to do everything. I mean, they always do
They
everything so
do.
well, and every skater says that is their favorite place to go skate. So, I would think, scores aside, I think that they love everything about being there, and the fans truly are very knowledgeable, and you have some of the best technicians in the sport coming out of that country consistently. So I think the fans really appreciate it, and I think that the production of it was just great. But one thing though, and we didn't really see it on the TV. We saw it, I think, actually when I was watching the junior event is when I was clued in that they were doing it, but they did this thing where they sit with the skaters in the kiss and cry right after the skate, like we saw at Worlds and we saw at Skate America, and it just needs to go. It needs
Yeah,
to go. I
that
don't
was probably
like
an
it.
ISU decision, you know?
Just following through with what they've done, because this was the LED boards again, and it's the intros with the tunnel and all that. That's the same thing. But those skater interviews with like the one
I
word, I
know.
didn't, most of it was in Japanese. I think they shifted gears. I think I saw Takeshi Honda standing around, so he was probably one of the people interviewing. I'm sure they did the English version too. But I will tell you, at Skate America, it was Ashley Wagner and it was Ben Agosto, and Ashley was just shrieking the entire time. And I don't think that adds anything to the event. I think the "I'm so happy to be here" don't really do anything. I mean, they're not. It's.
And I know they're trying to do that for like engagement, right? To make you feel like it's more personal. You want to hear from the skaters too, right? Not just see them skate. But for me, it's like you're exhausted. You've had no time to emotionally process what just happened. Here's some questions, you know? Like, I don't think that works out well.
All right, so really quickly, I don't believe you didn't watch any of the juniors, did you?
I did not actually know.
You didn't. So I watched
Was
all of
not
it.
able
I
to.
watched everything. These hours were very similar to my work hours, so this was one of the easiest events for me to watch. And I will say the juniors, across the board, some really, really good skating. I think in the men's competition, we have two skaters at the top from Japan and South Korea that are literally going to jump up into seniors and make huge waves starting next year. They're not old enough yet
Oh,
this year,
awesome.
but just so good, so good. And then even I felt like the fourth place finisher, Krugelov from Belgium, he was another one. If you want to see like just not the technical score, but just quality of everything and like a really, really strong program, he was amazing in the free skate as well. In dance, I will tell you, I feel like the rhythm dances are just so much better than what we see in seniors. They have a
Of
different set of
course.
elements, they're doing
Of course it
patterns,
is.
and here we go with the vibes, but the vibes of the 90s actually feel more genuine than what you see with the seniors. So there's that. And even in the free dance, I mean, I there was some like the choreography of some of the programs was so good. There was a Four Seasons program by the Canadian ice dancers. I thought like this was probably the best Four Seasons program I've seen in quite some time. It was so good, just from start to
Oh,
finish.
okay, well, I'll definitely watch that like on my flight home tomorrow then. Yeah, I'll watch all the ice dance 100%.
The French teams were super cool. There was a Tarzan program, just a lot of creativity and a lot of things that you don't see in seniors. So I was very excited by all of that. And then of course with the junior women, they're all trying triple axel,
All the
through
senior
quad
women are
turn.
trying triple axel.
So Mao Shimada, I will just say, I think that the senior woman should probably be pretty happy that she cannot skate in the Olympics this year, because she's been running away with everything. Of course, she's trying quad toe and she doesn't really need it, and she wasn't even close to it in the free skate, but she's just far and away. So, I mean, she has to be tired of juniors by now. She's three-time junior world champion and she's never lost an international competition. She's always finished in first place in every competition she's been in. So she continues that streak. She's really amazing. All of them. I mean, everyone was so great. I don't watch the Junior Grand Prix. Every once in a while, if I'm not doing anything and I know it's on, I'll take a peek, but I don't really follow through with it that closely. I was just Yeah,
Amazed
that
with the quality of tends to be
skating.
me too. Yeah, I tend to watch the Junior Grand Prix final. I just haven't watched it yet so far. And then I usually watch Junior Worlds when it comes to juniors. And then, like you're saying, yeah, random Junior Grand Prix here and there. But yeah, you're always impressed. Like, honestly, some of the ice dance programs that stick out the most that I still think about, like, years later are some of these really unique, quirky ones from juniors.
Really, really good. Okay, let's move on to the senior competition and let's start with the pairs' overall thoughts and impressions.
I love this competition just for the pairs because, like, you saw the top teams all skate well and just see how they stacked up in the free skate, you know? And that's something we haven't been able to see in the other events, really, right? So pairs was just so like, ooh, give you this great preview for how you think the Olympics might unfold. And there were a lot of surprises for me, in just that the judges are putting Conti and Machi up there. If they skate
Are they
clean,
though?
it's look at the yeah look at their scores. If they skate clean, they're in there for a chance. And for really, that's just like all these things that they just have to clean up a little bit. And it's all the lifts, right? Where they're really losing points is those lifts. But just to like get into it a little more, so we have Miura and Kihara as the winners here. And second behind them are Conti and Machi, and in third we have Haas and Volodin. And this is after that huge mistake. They'll pull up to third, but getting first in the free skate.
Miura and Kihara win. Not much more to say than we've already. I mean,
Yeah.
we've seen these
Easy.
programs two times for everybody, throughout the Grand Prix. So this is just like a rehash of our feelings personally about everything. But this is the best short program. I think this is the best program they've ever had, and I don't mind that they're repeating it. I just think, like you said, you see the top teams in the world. Stylato Deschamps maybe kind of losing a little bit of ground, but they're very inconsistent this season. But when you see all the top teams, you can really see Mira and Kihara, they're just sloppy. There's nothing really
Yeah,
finished.
so much.
The lifts are amazing, the speed is amazing, the skating skills, I'm not going to argue that stuff because they're just so in control of everything as skating skills. But then when you do the finish of everything, you see really, really traditionally finished pairs in this competition, and then you see them and nothing really looks that great. That being said, too, you watch between the junior event and the senior event, they by far have the furthest away side-by-side triple toes. I mean, it's almost unreal how far away they are now, and I feel like she's holding on for her life to try to rotate them. So with those two things already built into the way they're doing the element, I can't see how you give this above as like a zero GOE, even on a day where they
I
get
totally
through it,
agree with
you know?
you. I totally agree with you, especially like in the short program where it's called under, right? It's called under, and there's still judges only doing negative one GOE. And with how far apart it is and the under, there's no way to me that shouldn't be at least negative two, if not negative three.
And they were a little off timing because she came down so quickly. He came down after she did. So between all those things, I don't understand where
Yeah,
they're getting
they're
those
definitely being
scores.
overscored on the solo jumps. 100% they are, and I think that's just kind of what gives them the win here, in my
It
opinion.
does.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It's all the same thing. We would just be rehashing things at this point. But if we're gonna tell people what to look out for me, it's whenever they throw their arms out, right? And they're trying to like create some type of like matching position. Now, granted, this is a team that avoids doing it when they, at all possible. But yeah, the arms are never like in the same position, the fingers, even just all those small little details to the fingertips, all that just not happening, right? The toes are never pointed out, not happening. You never have that finish. You never have that really beautiful picture and that really beautiful, like, kind of quintessential symbol of like unison that you would see, right? If you just took a snapshot. So yeah, it's the same thing, you know what I mean? Like, as we've been saying here. And when I compare these three teams here, obviously they've got the speed and the skating skills, right? But then you see kind of these other teams have these other strengths that I don't think get rewarded as well, not just in PCS, but also, and just
GOEs.
kind of the very, yeah, in the GOEs, right? Just in the very nature of things like the lifts. Sure, they're so fast. They're barreling down the ice. They cover so much ice. Give them all that credit. I don't see myself wanting to go to that plus four, plus five, though, because I'm never like pleased by what I'm seeing in terms of like the
Never
position. You know what I
fully
mean? Like,
stretched,
it's never fully stretched. Even on the exits, they're quick, smooth, whatever. But then you're never giving you this great finished position on the exit, even, right? It's almost like, again, they're avoiding doing that. They know what their strengths and weaknesses are. But they get away with it, in my opinion. Whereas, like, you'll see other teams when their strength isn't like the speed, right? They're not getting away with it. They're getting lower GOEs because of it.
So for the free skate, like I said, I think there's something that doesn't really hit at the end of the program, and it doesn't build like they're capable of doing. I don't know. Like the side by side triple toes, I just like it was a mess here too. I would say like she's really, really tight. But you know, the triple salchos were actually really nice. I was surprised
They're
how
good.
it was just done like so effortlessly. I don't know. I think if you're looking at both programs and you're just looking at the overall quality of the skating, Conti and Matsi, who I've always been kind of like semi warm on, but I'm not like, oh, they're not a top skating team. I think they ran away with this competition. I think a lot of people think
They
that
should
they did.
have.
They
No,
should
I
have
think they should
won.
have won, right? A lot of it's too. I think the Mir and Kiara got the benefit of the doubt, even in like the long program. And for me, it's like looking at the Jiu Yi on the triple twist. You know, you have judges here who gave +5, +4, and I'm like, she's
It
totally on the
was,
shoulder,
yeah.
on the catch, like his shoulder, and then it's a set down, and I'm like, no, that's not a great quality triple twist. I don't know how you go above +2 for this. So that was just that. Again, you take away those GOE points and you start going to, all these things that add up. They don't win, right? And they're getting all this benefit of the doubt. And only for that reason does it seem like they're the Olympic favorites right now. But I don't agree that they should be. I do see it as a more even contest between these top three teams.
Okay, Conti Matsi, who I just said briefly, kind of alluded to, short program. You know, I noticed it in the Grand Prix, but I was really blown away with this. I think this is like maybe my favorite skate in the pairs discipline all season so far. It was just like so good. They're a team that has this natural, it like an energy that they bring to it, and a flair and a drama, and it makes every program feel kind of unique from the next. It's never paint by numbers, if you will. It's just their natural kind of emotion coming out. And surprisingly enough, I didn't realize Matteo Zanni, the ice dance coach, choreographed this program. And if I would have known that, it would have made a lot more sense, because there's like little glimpses of dance moves, much like we see with the Hungarians, where you see they're incorporating, there's like a dance kind of spin where he whips her out of that, and just stuff like that that really adds a uniqueness to the program. And like I said, I think they have a flair for the dramatic, and it just really, really hit with me on this day. And I think that they, you know, it was like a tenth of a point difference, but I think they should have run
They
away
should
with
have
the short
won
program.
100%, right? Like, I totally agree with you, and I'm so glad you're finally seeing the light on them. But for me, they establish it so quickly in like the first like 4 seconds of the short program, and you're there. It's intense. You feel this level of like passion and chemistry between the two that doesn't exist in the rest of the field, right? Best in the field, in my opinion. And that triple twist was so good, right? The way he actually catches her, and then
And
there's
they go.
actually a 1 foot set down for both of them, and it's so controlled. And I hate looking at the protocols and seeing that they got a lower GOE than Mir and Kiara for a vastly superior triple twist. So I don't know what's going on there. They need to be rewarded for the things that they do better. And you see the biggest weakness though here, is the reverse lasso lift, and it's going to be their biggest weakness. They don't have the best speed on the lifts compared to the Japanese. They should be getting lower GOE for that element, but still, like, still would have put them first because everything else was just so fantastic. I don't know how else to describe this. Like, even in the middle of the steps, I love that dance lift they do. It's just so good. There's all these great like transitions and changing directions, like even like right before or right after the throw and then into the side by side triple salchows in the short program. It was just brilliant. I loved it.
They
Loved
do a
it.
cartwheel into their death spiral. There's just a lot of like little, it's more intricate than most teams are doing. And it's hard because unless you're facing the judges in the competition, you miss out on a lot of this stuff. But you see in the replays, it doesn't matter at what point of the replay they're giving you, their faces are just so into it and giving something the entire time. It's never like they're focusing or thinking about what they're doing. They're completely in character. They really sell it. Moving into the free skate, I mean, you're gonna go on an entire gush fest, but I put in my notes that there's really nothing else for me to add, because it's exactly how I feel. Now, it's not like the program that I would most relate to, or say like, oh, I have such a connection to this, but they just give, like, they give something, they give a combination of what everybody else has, and I think they elevate it
Yes.
as far as the presentation of the program. I think it really, really stands out.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I think about them as like the in-between. When you have like Mir and Kihara and you have Hasan Volland and there's these extremes in terms of like really great speed, really great extension and all this. And Conti and Machi to me are that like in-between team, right? They're not better than either of the other two strengths, but they're, you know what I mean? And they
The
just kind of
sum
give
of
you
the
that
whole
fuller
is
package. Sum of
like
the holes, right? Yeah, it's a
exactly.
much better sum of the holes. And I was just really impressed by this too. There's just so many little things like that little jump entry into the death spiral. It's to the music. It works so well. It flows right into the pair combination spin. Even like in the end there, the way she landed the throws in this just had such command that it added to this like level of like passion. I don't know how to describe it. Not to be like stereotypically talking about Italians, right? But you just feel that here too. And it's just something that feels so genuine that you're missing. Like everything. In a sport where so much can like feel put on, right? Like this just felt masterful.
They're
Yes.
setting themselves up well. You know, this is it's her home rink, I think they said at the Olympics. It's one of theirs. I think it's
Where is
hers.
it?
So the pressure is going to be on for sure. I think they're going to go in with this happy kind of approach, and hopefully things will end up working out for them, because that will absolutely be a moment if they can repeat programs that were similar to this. I feel like, I think they have, I never thought I would say it, I thought they were fighting for maybe bronze, but I think that they are completely in there for the gold medal if they can
I
repeat
agree.
skates like this.
Totally agree with you. God, I just love this competition, honestly, the pairs. Like, I just want to gush about it. As even if I have my own preferences and disagreements, I just loved this competition. Moving on to third place here, Hasan Volodin, you know, they have that huge kind of like a mistake in the short program, which immediately like I don't know, I almost could feel like there was a collective gasp from everybody at the same time. I don't know
We don't
about
see
you.
that, because even going back to her old partnership too, they would nail their short programs time after time after time after time. And it was very shocking. I think I said in the beginning she did a double, but she did a single Salchow in the short program. So, you know, you're throwing away at least 5 points, probably more than that with the GOE that they would get. But everything else in the program was good. I feel like it's the choreography here is stronger than the free skate, I would say. And it's definitely a mood for them. The steps are so good. I would say presentation PCS should actually be the strongest in the field, even above the Italians. And I went on this whole thing about the Georgians probably being the ones to beat in the short program at the Olympics, but now I feel like it's so close. It's honestly so close. But I feel like the Germans should probably be the ones to beat in the short if they can be clean. I think it will be the Japanese team. I think that they will get the scores regardless, but I still think it's probably the Germans. And then, you know, the Italians, it's so crazy. To get into that final group, I think there are a clear four. But it could be so close. It really could be so
Yeah.
close going into the free skate if they all deliver.
And that's what's so tough about pairs is you only get four per group, right? And so that's just going to be so intense, and like any one mistake will just knock you out, considering how deep the top of the pairs field is right now. You know what I mean? Like any little bit of error or mistake could like throw you out of the running for these medals, right? And so you have a clear top three here, and then you have the Georgians just ready to come in and like nail it, take advantage of any mistakes. The top teams have to be on it, right? Like, and I really love that. I love that there's a real competition building here that we're gonna see.
And so their short program, you know, they had that one mistake and it puts them at a deficit. They're in fifth place after the short. Then in the free skate, like they needed to do, they really delivered. I will say, like, I love the feeling of the program. It is very reminiscent, and I've seen a lot of comments on this. It's very reminiscent of Savchenko and Musso and what they had their formula to get to their Olympic gold medal. But it's still like it's traditional skating. It's really nice. It could be a lot faster, that's for sure. They don't skate the fastest, and I think that the content could also be improved, but the mood and just the finish of everything, and even, you know, they know how to end a program. This is what I will say. You look at the Japanese, who are capable of really nailing in that strong skate, and I don't feel like they're doing it with the choreography of their free skate. You compare that to the Germans with the lift that they do, it's just a complete difference. This gives so much more of an impression to end. And they did win the free skate coming back from fifth. They could only get up to the bronze medal, but I think that tells me that if they can nail their short program, this might be the team to beat in the Olympics. And it, I mean, I, that's rightfully
I
so.
agree
But
with you. I
again,
still
it's
agree with you.
like,
And it might be us just preferring them and slight wishful thinking, right? But I agree with you. I think they're the would be the team to beat if they hit everything, because I can totally see PCS giving like composition presentation 9.5, 9.75, maybe a 10, what I mean, depending on how well they skate. Like, it's that type of program to me. It feels like magic the way everything flows together, Huh, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm gonna gush again, right? Even just like how they move out of the pear spin into the throw triple salchow onto the music, and
Well,
how
you know
quick
this
like
also,
that.
they went back to the loop in the salchow because they were trying the throw flip and
Flip,
it didn't work well for them in the Grand Prix. It's not giving them that many more points. I think it's probably like a point more or something in the end. But just the way that running edge that she has, the back, those throws are so good. So I think it's a good
And then
choice to
just the
just
finish,
play it safe.
if you just compare an exit out of a lift between them and the Japanese, it's the same thing. You see that finish, you see that leg extension, you see that extension to
On
that
the
fingertips
twist,
happening.
everything, every single
Everything,
element. Yeah.
yes. And their triple twist was so good. The catch is so clear, it's well above his shoulder, and it's just a complete easy set down. Like I gush, 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 gush. I'm so glad we got to see this program clean this year. Like, at least just this one time. Hopefully they hit it at the Olympics.
They can elevate it
I'm
a
gonna
little
s
bit more. You know that
yeah
the three
speed
jump
a little
combo
bit.
could have been cleaned up a little bit more. But this was headed in a
Head
very,
and
very good
shoulders to
direction.
me above everybody else. Like, I don't know, like, again, is an easy first place in the long program for me. Honestly, I don't know how it didn't get higher. PCS, they're getting high eights here. Like, what?
I
No,
get
at
it
least
though. I
push
get
it.
it though. I mean, they can add content, and I think that it's the one thing that they're going to have going against them for a lot of people is, oh, but the program's kind of empty, and I see it, but I just think that as an entire program, it's really, really good, and I can't ask for, I don't want them to throw in just a bunch of nonsense transitions that really don't fit the music because I feel like what they're doing is good. Now, yes, I would say definitely shouldn't have won the competition because of the short program, but I think they make a case to be silver medalists. I really think they could potentially have been. It was so close between the top three, but I think
Over.
Rhea
Okay,
and Kihara,
okay.
I think
I can
so.
see that too. I agree with that. Just
I don't think it
considering all
was
the people
going to
talking
happen in
about.
Japan, but
No, it
I
wasn't.
think that they make a case for it.
Yes, like, and then you have the team nipping at like the top three here, Metal Kingdom and Prolafa, and they're openly talking about how they're gunning for the Olympic gold medal. And I love that. I love that, and you can see that because they're improving at a pace they need to be that spoiler.
I think that she's like, I'm gonna make him keep skating until we have an Olympic gold medal or something like that. I think there was a quote, something like that. But so the short program, like I said, I thought in the beginning of the season, I was just so blown away. It's Bolero, and a lot of people are gonna like, oh, Bolero, but I think they do so well with it. It definitely gives them much more of a personality than they've had before. And I thought that just with the cleanliness of everything they did, how close their side-by-sides were, their twist is really good usually. I thought this is the team that is probably looking at first place in the short program. Now, everyone's so close. I don't know that that's going to happen. But I think that from their last Grand Prix, which they really fell apart in the free skate, to this, I'm seeing a few cracks where they're starting to feel the nerves a little bit because they were so rock solid. And now there's just little things like the salchows seem like they were further apart in the short program than usual. The throw, he spun out of control. I don't know if you noticed. They showed in the replay, but he like completely lost control and had to do like a little like a 360 degree turn to reset himself. They're so determined, and yes, I feel like this is an Olympic program. I just don't. I hope that they're not overthinking it now to the point that you're going to see the mistakes come in.
Once possibility enters your head, then you focus on the potential outcomes instead of what you need to do to get there. They've been doing really well. If the cracks we're seeing is something like that, to where they're still getting the elements done, they're not losing the program. I'm sure they can work through it, right? We'll know more by Europeans really how they that's going to shake out for them. And like on the long program, what I felt like even here, just between the Grand Prix and the Grand Prix final, is just there's even more sensitivity to the music. I feel like
You think
immediately I
so?
hear it's, yeah, I immediately just see it just more just in the beginning. And just being in that program, this was like what they've been missing, right? And it's clearly they're working on it. So whatever they're doing, it's working. I don't know what you think about that,
Well,
but
it's a lot better than last year because the only thing I can tell you about the program from last year is that he did that jump rope choreography that literally made no sense. And then she put the hood on at the end. That is all I can tell you about. I don't even know what they were going for with that program, but that, you know, that's what I remember. So I'm like, what did I have to talk about with this? There's nothing. This is much better, but I will say I feel like when they get into the last minute, they're just throwing it away. And it starts with
Yeah.
where they just stand and face each other. It always seems like that break is just a little bit too long. I feel like they should just keep moving or do something else. And then I feel like the choreographic sequence at the end is just like not, it's kind of throwing away
Yeah,
points. And
it's
I
thrown
think you made
away.
the same. Yeah, it's like I don't understand. I understand you put all this effort into all these other elements, but this is an element. Just do something like a little bit fancy and get the plus three or plus four and just be done with it. And I feel like they're just so out of energy by that point, or they're just kind of over it in general, that they're losing what you talked about, that they started off so strong and feeling the program, it just kind of goes away from
Yeah.
you.
Like I wrote here, like the ending feels flat. And it does, right? You start with like this kind of like sensitivity and emotion. At the end, it's just kind of like, oh, thank God we're done. You know, like it's just more relief than anything else. They're not fully performing by the end, but you know, that's again, I wonder how much of that is just stamina issues like you're talking about. And well, I guess we'll find out again more if they by Euros what how much of a threat they really are going to be for the podium or the gold medal.
Yeah, and the only other note I have is that Death Spiral in the free skate is flirting with getting no value. It is really close because she struggles. We saw it last year in the short program. I said last year at Skate America practices, I was like, this is eventually going to get no value. And I think it was at Europeans that they finally got called on it. But she really struggles to get that head down low enough. It needs to be below the knee. And she's really kind of at that level the entire time. So I think they got a level one actually in this
They
performance.
did.
And yeah, so it's really, that means they got one clean rotation in. And I don't know. I think that they're really close on that. I
It's
wish they
just
would
not
just
even
find a
getting the
different way.
one.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
know, because the position's so terrible. I don't know how to describe this, but it's actually like so terrible. It's the biggest thing holding them back is the death spiral here. Hopefully they can clean it up, because there's another team here that actually has been doing that. So it can be done within a season. Yeah, but the
Pavlova and Sviatchenko, they're in fifth, and they're so improved this season. So improved. I'm so impressed with them. I was so happy they made the Grand Prix final. Short program, again, I'm not going to gush about the same things I've already talked about, but it's just another program that you can see an ice dancer is involved in the choreography, and I think this is probably among the strongest choreography of any team.
No, I agree with you. You can see that too. And it's again, you know, it's all these things I've criticized them for, and I love that then they worked on them. Again, we're just kind of rehashing everything. I don't think they're really in that mix for like podium threats really for the
No.
Olympics,
They
but
won't give them the BCS. I
yeah,
mean,
because the
and
PS
kind of
isn't going to be
rightfully.
there. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's correct, I would say. But you know, in terms of like Europeans, I definitely think they're up there for the medals, right? They'll be there with Haas and Volodin and then the Georgians. So yeah.
And
But it is the
Conti and
same thing
Mazzi.
though in Conti and Macchi. Oh yeah, so they'll be right up there in that competition, right? And we'll see how that all plays out. But yeah, you know, short program, really love. It's just so rhythmic. It's lovely. But the long program, I didn't really feel it as well,
I
you
think
know.
they have so much more of a connection now because you watch their older skates and they just kind of skated through the music. Even though it was like Pirates of Caribbean and it was like more exciting music, there was really no program to it. This season, I feel like they finally know each other and they're kind of relating to each other in a
That's
way.
right, that's
You
right.
know, it's like
They
they're
have
not
lunch
just
now.
skating
That's
together
right.
anymore and they're like, oh, I can't talk to you. But now it feels like they actually know each other and they can skate together. But yeah, the music is just kind of a weird choice to me. Amber Glenn, thank you for bringing it into existence, I guess, but it's still really nice. It brings out some really nice qualities. I just know, like, I think about like what if they had the energy they have now and like this connection, and they had it back then when they were skating to Pirates, like what would the program look like now if they're just not skating through the elements? So I wish that Both programs are a little bit off on the softer side, and I feel like the free skate maybe was more of a contrast to what we see in the short program. That's my only comment, but I really think out of every skater or team, this is the most improved, and I'm very happy for them to get to the final, and I hope that they continue to push up to the top. And then
Yeah,
Salado
agreed.
Dudek Deschamps in sixth place, just not a good competition. There's not really a lot to say. They did a
Yeah.
competition like 2 or 3 weeks ago in Poland. They did Warsaw Cup. I believe that's what they did. And it was not a good competition for them. So that combined with this, I don't really know what's going on because we saw at Skate Canada, they beat Hassan Boladyn and they were pretty
Yeah.
good in the free skate there. So
But that's what
it's
we've seen
just,
them from since their world title. It's just been very hot, cold, up and down all throughout. They haven't found that consistency. Whereas, like a lot of these top pairs, it's not like they're not making mistakes at competitions, but it's like one or two here and there. It's not like almost a lot every time. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't see how they get on the podium at the Olympics at this point either. Just because,
If
yeah, the
they,
consistency's not there.
yeah. I don't think, the short program would have to be absolutely clean. And if they're not, there's so many teams right behind these teams in the Grand Prix final that you're looking at, maybe like they're looking at like eighth place or something, they really have to up it. You have at least one American team. I'm going to assume it's Cameron O'Shea. We don't know who the other team is going to be at this point, but you have them. You have a few other teams that if they're completely clean, I would say they would be in the mix to get higher scores as well. They really need to deliver. One thing I do not agree with Mark Hunready about, which is very few things, is probably the only thing, but I don't think this is their best short program. I think the World Championship season, the oxygen, give me the Donnie oxygen, that was for me the better program by far. I don't hate this program. I think a lot of people do not like it and they feel like, oh, this backflip is thrown in because there's nothing else going on. There's kind of a mood set with it, but I just don't think it's nearly as effective as that
It's
program
not.
was. But it's definitely better than last season's program. Last
I don't
season's
even remember
program,
last
but
season's, honestly. Like I nothing highlights in my brain, you know what I mean?
Crazy
Like none
in
of these
Love. It was so
moments.
bad,
It was so bad.
but
I know.
it was like a slower, like jazzy version. I don't know. It's just weird. But yeah, so really nothing to say. They look like they're older. I cannot. I think about me and I'm like, could I do this? My legs hurt from the most minimal
I
things that I
know,
could.
right? For real. Yeah. Oh God, we have problems.
Oh, and then we also forgot, Sui and Han aren't even here yet, aren't even here too. So that's another team that if they skate well, they're going to push them down even further. So I think they really need to clean it up and they need to hope for the best or they're really probably looking at like
And we've
seventh or
seen the
eighth.
improvement level Swain Hahn made in just a few weeks. So we'll see what like a few months brings, you know? Like I was
We're
writing
not
them
even
off the first time
considering
we
them
saw
for the
them.
podium,
We're not, or you know what I mean? Like they could just show up and just all of a sudden be Swain Hahn from
We
like
win.
4 years ago. Bam. You know what I mean? And then they
Win the
win.
whole thing.
Exactly. Exactly. They are
So yeah,
capable.
the free skate too, just very sloppy. And when you look at these are the top six teams, and when you look at the rest of the teams, they're all skating relatively well. This just stuck out so much. I don't know. It was interesting to me how they were able to exactly match on that three jump. Like, how did they know to do wall jumps at the end? It was very interesting to
I
me that
know,
they
right?
like the
Exactly,
same kind
exactly.
of issue on the second jump, like the same kind of stretch
They
issue, and then they both went into wall jumps. So credit for them to,
practiced the contingency,
yeah,
exactly.
exactly.
Yes.
But yeah, just not their best. Nothing else to really say.
Yeah, same.
They need to clean it up for nationals and then for the Olympics and that's
Yeah,
it.
that'll give us a better indicator because we're not going to see any of them at four continents. So, any top teams anyway from the North America and Japan. So moving on to Ice Dance. So we're not gonna like do this again, a complete deep dive. We'll talk about some general things, impressions. We're gonna save the very deep dive for tomorrow because we definitely want to get
A
into the
lot
nitty
to say.
gritty and just nerd out. We have so much to say on it. I do want to start with though, Ted on air was saying that the ISU was looking to change the rules for Ice Dance to better inform skaters and the audience of the calls and why scores are what they are. And his quote is, "I want them and the audience in time to understand what makes the difference or why they are where they are and why they get that score." Right. And so supposedly this is something that they've been putting out there. And I think that's actually very telling how much they're hearing it. If they're seeing athletes have a rebellion, if they're seeing like fans now just being openly saying that these things aren't working. I know we've been saying this for a long time. I really like that. Right. And that it's even being acknowledged on the air. And just like going over to just more of this kind of like soft rebellion we're seeing. The Polish Fed, like Federation president, posted something implying that, Gillis and Poirier got hosed. And we're seeing that fan sentiment a lot too, where people felt like Gillis and Poirier are getting pushed down, aren't getting the scores they, should be getting compared to like some other teams with some similar flaws that aren't being given the same benefit of the doubt. And, I'm not going to sit here and like disagree with that. I agree with some of it. And I think a large part of it, though, is just like we've talked about how horrible these rules are and how vague they are and how they can be used to justify almost any level of scoring on a lot of these high GOE elements. So, do you have anything on that? Like what
I
Ted said?
well, okay, so what Ted said, I would like to believe they're going to do that, but let's be real, probably they are not. I think that's Poirier's wishful thinking. It's still going to be very confusing. Ice dancing since the beginning of time, it used to just be do whatever you want in the program. Then it used to be, I think starting in 99 is when they started requiring, there was like a suggested required elements, and even then it was like 4 to 6 lifts or 5 to 7 lifts, something like that. There was
Something
like a
ridiculous.
But there was at least there were things you had to do. And then you get into IGS and you see where the American teams really started to push ahead because they were following what IGS wanted. And now it's just kind of all over the place. And we've talked about how it's gone to choreographic elements. The only way that you can really explain to the audience exactly how you're getting to these scores is if you have to have a checklist and you check everything off that was fulfilled within an element. And no one's going to do that. So how are you going to tell me that you're going to explain how these things are being scored? I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think we've never had the skaters really informed of why they're getting these things. I don't know how much was followed up, especially with Finlandia and Skate America with the low levels, what the skaters were told afterwards, if anything, about where they're losing their levels, if the videos were provided to them to show where they're not getting these levels, anything like that. I don't think that's ever going to start happening. I just don't see the time being put in to do that. But they do need to change the system. One thing that's actually pointed out, I think this was in a comment or maybe an email to me. Someone who was at Finlandia said the stands behind the judging panels are typically blocked off to just the ISU, and everyone ends up sitting on the opposite side. These choreographic elements, especially the steps, are geared towards the judges. So I even saw this at Worlds after recording every last skater from the other side of the ring. You see their backs the entire time on these elements.
Entire
You don't see
time, right?
anything. They're trying to cater to these judges and, pandering to like give me higher
Right,
scores.
the
But yeah,
vibes,
exactly. But you when you're sitting on the other side, which is where most fans sit, you don't see much of anything. You don't see much of this choreography of the program. So I thought that was an interesting point that we didn't really go over at all. So yeah, we're going to deep dive so much tomorrow into Ice Dance. I will say, just very quickly, we'll review Chalk and Bates. I cannot argue with their win because of what happened. I will say, just in the free dance, it's strange to me that for me there was a very obvious check on her first set of twizzles, like very obvious check. And then on top of that, they do not move outwards. This is another instance. You watch the junior event, you watch the senior event. They had the slowest moving and the least distance on their twizzles. Yet, I put in the notes, I don't know how many, I think all judges except for one gave them a +4 on that element. This to me is
Two,
minus
you're
two.
talking
Okay.
rhythm dance?
No, free dance.
Oh yeah, free dance. Yep, two gave them +3. Everyone else gave +4. And again, none of these +4s are allowed to happen because they
Right. It
had
should not
clear and
happen. It
obvious
should not.
negative features, right? Especially in that second set where she literally just stops moving for like two rotations again, right? That thing that we saw earlier in the season is happening again here. And so again, like overscored on a lot of these step elements. And again, we'll get more into that tomorrow. But ultimately, like, I think this is kind of forming better. And I think what they're really doing and what's making the free dance work better is they're actually kind of more or less doing away with this whole he's the bull and she's the matador, even if they're dressed that way, because there's no more real like bull matador character choreography happening. We're just kind of doing bullfighting vibes. Right, they're kind of leaning more into that, and I could see this really at the beginning, to where I'm literally like the way she's moving her body and everything. I'm like, oh, this is so Snake Charmer. And that's what I thought at the beginning of the free dance. This is so Snake Charmer, and they kind of just keep up that kind of like the whole time. Another thing I really noticed is that, you know how we were kind of calling them out for saying in the choreo steps, they stop like multiple times, and eventually that might give them like the exclamation. They keep that forward momentum this time. They altered that. They're like, we're not gonna get, you know, caught in some
Well, I think maybe they were
trap.
warned. I think probably
Maybe they
they
were
were warned,
warned,
like,
right?
hey, like, we'll let you get away with it this time, but another panel might not do that. So, yeah.
I'm enjoying this free dance more. But the scores, honestly, I'm just like, these are absurd scores. Sorry. Some of the, no, I don't see how
The
this is a 1-3 free dance.
9.75 skating skills, three judges went for 9.75. I don't know. I mean, I'm truly, I want everybody to watch. Whether you're a fan of them or not, you need to, and okay. I on one of the forums, there was a point that was brought up, and I totally agree. These definitions of what outstanding, excellent, very good, poor, these are just like words. What do these truly mean in terms of like program components? Because anybody could say that this is outstanding skating skills or whatever, and you can't really argue it because there's no objectively. But the thing is, when you look between all the juniors and the seniors, this was probably the slowest team of the 12 teams that were there. I think there's an argument that the edges were much more shallow. I think there's an argument that she's doing much less work and he's kind of looking his age and he's looking a little bit rougher. So how you could throw out a 9.75? Like, I do not get it.
I don't see that. I don't see that for composition or presentation either, honestly. And you know,
Composition, they
just starting
got
with the skating skills. I know.
five nine
And
point
here's why
seven
the
five.
composition, right? And it's because when it comes to the actual performance, she's doing all the work. And you can see that his body and his skating has degraded, and they're doing whatever they can to like keep him patchworked or whatever, because he's not really doing a full body movement. Everything's
No,
really
no.
upright. He's not skating on different planes and performing on different levels like you're supposed to, right? And just you compare this to Guillaume, he's doing all of that, right?
And
And
Laurence too,
just
but I mean they're
Laurence too.
equal,
No,
you know?
of course, yeah. Laurence is too,
You
but
see
just
in
kind of
the
comparing
opening
the two
movements of
men.
their free dance, the changes of direction, the low body movement, just everything that's full body, just completely. And I'm not saying you have to do that to get these scores, but like skating skills are just below a 10.0, and you're telling me that that's a valid. I don't get it.
Right.
But
Disagree.
again, once
Especially when,
again,
like, for the first
there.
minute, like, Chalk isn't really even skating at all. You
Yeah,
know
and
what I mean? Like, she's
but
not
the.
skating for like a whole minute of the program at the beginning.
But you also remember, like, they're skating slowly so that they can show off all their
Yes.
turns and everything. That's
That's
what we're told.
right.
So,
Thank you, NBC,
So,
for educating us.
Yeah, so really quickly onto the French. I think their rhythm dance looks much better. I'm much more into it now. Yeah, they changed it to where they're going diagonally to start so
I
that they
know.
don't get this
Honestly, I
call
think that's
again.
less effective, though. It's less effective to see that diagonal, and I know they're doing it to avoid that really BS call again. Yeah, that's all I'll say for that for now.
Yeah, and
But
but the free
like,
dance, okay, the free
yeah,
dance,
go
I know we're both gonna gush like endlessly. It was pretty, it was almost amazing. There were a
ahead.
few little things I would say that were not perfect. One thing I will say is in the 1 foot, he got so close to her when they were coming around that corner going forward. He was so close to her, but he had the strength to kind of get further away from her, and it wasn't really like an issue. And he even got a level four call on that, which is insane. Like, you never ever see that on the 1 foot
Unless
turns.
you're Guillaume, you don't really see that in general ever. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. Yeah. And again, free dance too. I was just so sad about like that last minute crazy fall that happens on almost like nothing. It's always almost on like nothing. I really
What
wanted to
was
see
the
this head to
dress?
head comparison. Yeah. Again, right? It's not the first time she's been tripped on a dress in the middle of a free dance. Just, I really hate that we didn't get that direct comparison from two clean skates, you know, just to see how the judges were going to stack them up. That was going to be really informative for us. But instead, you have this fall, which depressed all the PCS and the GOE for that final choreographic element.
No, the
Because, you
GOE
know,
was like kind of mixed. I was
it
surprised because
was,
I
right?
thought,
But it was, there's twos and threes, you know what I mean? Whereas opposed to, it would have been like mostly fours and fives, I imagine, if not. So that GOE was suppressed, the PCS was suppressed because of it. You know, you have some judges here putting them in fifth in PCS because of that fall. But you know, other than that, I was so captured. I was so just like in this whole program and performance the entire time up until that. And I'm sure we all collectively gasped at the same time. I don't know if Mark gasped. I wasn't
He did.
my own gasp. Okay, he did, because my own gasp probably I didn't hear his over mine.
So, but there are a few things
Brilliant.
though, like objectively, like the if you're looking at the dense spin, it
Yeah,
did
it
travel, and he
traveled.
even commented on it, like that lost
Yes.
GOE right there.
Yeah, great.
But one thing that's interesting, if there's only one fault, one major error, your PCS is capped anywhere from 9.0 to 9.5. Like that's your maximum. Some
Yeah.
judges opted to go 9.5 straight on the board, and they probably would have given tens, I would assume.
Right.
But other judges went, to 8.75, which even that fall was disruptive. I'm not going to argue that it
It
wasn't, but
was.
I just think
And
like
it's the last impression.
if you're looking at skating skills, there is no, I'm sorry, they are. It's not even close. So when I'm saying you're giving Chalk and Bates a 9.75, you're gonna give this team a 10.0, but that's not even fair because there's just you're not looking at
The
two
gap is
outstanding
huge.
teams. You're not looking at two
Right.
outstanding teams. You're looking at an outstanding team, and then I'd say like a
No.
very
Right. What's
good
10.0,
team.
right? So 10.0 is diamond, right? It's
Yeah,
the
exactly.
descriptive
Yeah,
word,
yeah.
right? No, but this is the diamond team when it comes to skating skills. If you're
Yeah.
gonna pick a team, it's Fournier, Beaudry, and Cicerón. Just masterful skating skills all throughout. My favorite is right after the dance spin where they, oh, like the way he just kind of like gets onto his knee and he like rotates into it and they just fall into each other. And then there's this whole rhythm to the music. Bump. Bump, and they're just using these edges and curves to slowly build that speed until finally they get to the curve combination lift, and it's just so brilliant how
That lift is
it's
crazy, crazy
that lift
difficulty.
is so
But
crazy.
it is so difficult that he's doing this change of edge and direction on being in such a low position. But this time they got called for it being too long. So that's another 1 point
Again,
deduction.
yep.
And if it's really going to be as close as it looks like it's going to be because of this PCS situation, then they cannot afford things like this. And
They cannot.
I worry that, this is such a hard position to be in that I understand why it went over because it probably took him just slightly longer to make that turn. The amount of strength you have to do it is just off the charts. And
And it's not just that too, right? He's on his knees for that whole time. Such a low
exactly.
position in general, a low crouch. And then he has to then pick her up and give her that difficult transitional movement out of the position to get that feature. And he's there's just so much strength and
It's a
skill
lot.
and like
Yeah.
mastery needed.
It's a
Who
lot.
else in the world can really do that? Probably nobody. There's no other like male ice dancer who could really be doing this lift.
Fearon Gibson versus Gilles and Poirier. This is probably going to be what we spend a lot of time on tomorrow because there are a lot of opinions here. And I saw comments on Reddit, and I want people to understand the judges, there is no way the judges don't see the total scores. There's no way that they set this up to make them lose by 0.06. There's no way that they could have said, let me adjust my scores so that this happens. It just happened to fall that way. And it's very unfortunate. There's going to be opinions. We're going to go over everything to like see what's
Yeah,
going
it
on,
really
but
feels like, I remember saying earlier in the season, because of Fournier, Beaudry, and Cicerón coming, everyone else's PCS was gonna get depressed a little bit, but it seems that only happened to Gilles and Poirier.
yeah,
They're the
well,
only team that got punished for
Guignard and
that.
Fabri, but
And Guignard and Fabry, right? Well, yeah. Sorry, I already
they're not
forgot
even
because they
here,
weren't here.
so
They're not even here, right? Right. And you see in the rhythm dance here too, like and some weird judging, and we'll go into it, but it's like the US judge of the rhythm dance gives them sixth place in composition behind the Lithuanians, really? Yeah, and so there's a lot of stuff like that going on here too. And so when it comes to this fan sentiment that they got hosed, even Federation presidents implying it heavily, there's some legitimacy to what people are saying. And that's just what I'll say for now, and we'll save the rest for tomorrow. So, but on Fearon Gibson, though, actually, the skates, I really did enjoy it. I'm going to tell you, though, it's not hitting as well as we see it more and more and more. I really don't like the rhythm dance as much as I liked it earlier in the season, probably because of the reasons you kind of pointed out, since they're using like
The
these
remixes.
remixed versions. I still love the free dance. It was still something like great. Give me that little bit of joy and all that, everything. I was at a karaoke thing at this last event or conference I was at, and 500 Miles or whatever like played, and we were all singing it, and it just made me think this, and I really want to just start doing a lot of their choreography in the
Oh my
middle of
God.
it.
Only
I did
you.
not. I resisted.
Only you.
Yeah. And but if we're
And then you
comparing them,
sang
right?
Unchained
Yeah.
Melody right after.
I did not actually.
Okay. Okay, Reed and Ember Lovicious are 5th year, Zingis Kolesnik are 6th. Reed and Ember Lovicious, nothing really else to say. I don't understand their placement in the world comparatively to a lot of the other
I
teams.
don't
I will
either.
say I'm here for both of their programs. I think they're both fun, but again, this is a competition with rules, and again, it goes down to these PCS, and I just don't feel they're another team much like Chalk and Mates where I don't understand where the PCS is coming from. I understand that all the top teams are kind of clumped up into this 9.0 or above. I mean, even Zynga's Kolesnik were pulling some 9.0s here, so it really doesn't leave that room to differentiate like it should.
It should, right? And I would say, like, both these teams, their PCS should be lower. Especially when you're looking at a team like Fournier, Beaudry, and Cizeron. Like, no, I'm sorry, they're more than half a point better than you are at skating skills, you know? Like, that's just not appropriate. But in terms of like these two, I actually would have had Zynga's and Kolesnik in fifth here. Like, over on Reed and Brulovicius is just so much more dynamic. They're actually dancing. There's you look at Reed and Brulovicius, they're not hitting every beat, they're not trying to. It's every fourth, every other sometimes, whereas Zynga's and Kolesnik go for it. They go for the performance in both programs. They're giving you that like just intensity. Everything's just so like dynamic in terms of like their movements. They hold that tension and release it so well. Whereas for Reed and Brulovicius, everything's one note all throughout. There's no diversity of feeling or movement, right, at all. And so just for that, they deserve even lower composition. And then, you know, obviously judges should not be giving them 9.0 for skating skills. But, you know, we'll again get more into that tomorrow.
But I, you
So.
know what, this is hard because it's all about audience feeling, and they give the audience what they want, so then they're kind of hiding what's not good. So we have audiences that think that they're being undermarked because they're so fun. But then at the same time, you're thinking other teams are overmarked because you're noticing the PCS isn't as strong. So it's like it's a trade-off. Like there's no happy medium. So it's gonna be. I really think by the Olympics, no matter what happens, people are just gonna say, "Oh, it's just a scandal." And it might be,
We'll see. We'll
but you need
see
to
how this
understand.
all
You need
plays
to
out.
understand
You
the
do. So
scoring.
we'll
You need
help,
to,
but we'll help everyone understand that. So I. But okay. So like moving on to men here, because otherwise we'll talk about ice dance for their 40 minutes,
Yeah,
but we'll
and we'll
save
do that
that.
tomorrow.
Right. Well, maybe 2 hours. We'll see. So Ilya Malinin is our winner here. Right behind is Yuma Kageyama, who Yuma's his way into staying in second place here.
But it
Right
wasn't
behind
as
that.
quite as bad.
What is it bad? Yeah, it's more because the whole field was so strong. You have Shun Sato here in third with a great skate. Daniel Grassl in fourth. Yeah, actually with a great skate. And I actually was like pretty impressed. You still see him working on all of his flaws, which again, as much as we criticize him for, I'm gonna continue to give him props for how much he works and how much he addresses the problems in his skating. So starting with Ilya, you posted something that there's got some pushback about his quad axel in the short program. So
Yeah,
like.
so I it did. It got a lot of pushback, and I understand where people could see that it's a cue, but you have to look at he skids it, and I'm not even considering the skid. I'm considering where that takeoff edge, the direction that it's heading, and
Before
then
the
where he
skid.
lands. I can see where people think that it's a cue. I can see it, but the cue is phony. It is not a thing. You have to be exactly 90 degrees. No one can sit there and tell
It's
me
not a cue.
definitively that it's a cue. It was, to me, at least
Double
120 degrees
carrot.
short. I
Yeah.
mean, I don't know about double carat. It was
That was my
pushing
first instinct
more.
watching it double carrot, like, because it looks so bad, but it's definitely under. There's no world where it's like just a cue. And I just think this is one of those panels that was a.
They
Their
were
carrot
lenient for
button was
everybody.
broken. Yeah, everyone got a Q, even if it was clearly not a Q. Even was a clear under. So the short program though was for Ilya a disaster skate, honestly, like for his level.
Yeah, disaster skate, but it was
For
still,
his level, you know what I mean? Like an Ilya level disaster. But you know what we're seeing here is it doesn't matter. Does not matter because what he can do in the long program is just out of this world. I literally just sat there after watching it and went like, wow. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, because everything seems so strong. It's almost like he was angry at himself, and that motivated him to just push. I felt a level more level performance here. There was more energy. Every jump just felt like this level of like confidence, you know? It's like that Ilya swag he had on every single landing. So I don't know how you felt in between the short and the long, but
Well,
yeah.
the short program is, I like it quite a bit, and I feel like he offers more in terms of composition of program and even the presentation of it. But it fell flat because you have two big mistakes. And I think he kind of was deflated by that, to be honest. There's usually more of like an excitement to it, and I just feel like he let that go because of the mistakes. And then, the free skate is the best free skate of all time. I cannot deny that from a technical standpoint. I mean, it's insane what he's doing. Insane. However, doing seven quads and really
Right.
stalking those jumps and kind of throwing them in, you know, he always throws in that triple axel sequence at the end, kind of like it almost looks like a last ditch effort, but it's landed perfectly fine. But it's all gets kind of sloppy towards the end.
It does.
And then the program starts, you know, I've argued this so many times, and there's a comment like, well, if you're gonna do at least five quads, then you're gonna have to sacrifice the PCS. I
No.
don't know that that's necessarily true, but you're telling me he's sacrificing PCS and they're giving him 92? Give me a break. Like, give
I
me a
know, exactly.
break.
Yeah. So, like, you know, this score should not have been as high as it was. Yes, should it be a world record? Yeah. Just
Yes.
considering the technical content
Absolutely.
is insane. Like,
Yeah.
who does this? Like, I'm literally looking
Yeah.
at here and I'm like, every single jumping pass has a four in front of it.
Yeah.
You know,
And
like,
they
has
all
a
looked pretty
four.
good. Honestly, you
And
know,
they all look good.
I
Right.
think he's
Like,
always slightly short on the landing, but not even to Q level. I think
an
it's like,
eighth. It's like an
yeah,
eighth.
exactly.
Yeah.
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 And they all looked decent. I thought that quad axel was really good. That was one of the cleanest jumps probably.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever, like I said, we watch practices. We've seen him land this in other
Yeah.
competitions
Yeah.
before. I've never seen him land something this well, like quad
Yeah.
axel. You felt like he could have done like a quad toe right after that. He probably has done a quad toe in practice after a
Yeah, I'm
quad axel,
sure.
you know, because he's just that, you know, like,
Yeah.
but I totally agree with you on like the composition, skating skills. It just shouldn't be there. There isn't much of like a program at all until the last minute. You know, we can thank Nathan Chen for kind of giving us that whole style of
Yeah.
program, and everyone's just running with it. It's not my favorite,
That's my
but yeah,
biggest
no.
issue. That's my biggest issue is that it's not really a program. It's
Right.
just a jumping clinic, and then you start to see, thank God for the choreographic element, because it in the backflip, it starts to gain excitement. Now, yes, you can get excited as a fan because he's doing all these quads, but I want to see a
Yeah.
level, consistent program from the start. And I think Yuma is able to do that, and I think he shows off his skating skills much more. Now, 92 for Ilya, I've said this over and over and over again. If I were a judge, it would be in the low 80s, even with the skate. You cannot make the presentation mark be an audience reaction mark. It is not that. You look at the criteria of what presentation is, what goes into this score, and it's just not like there's nothing to do with it. It's expressiveness and projection, variety and contrast of energy and of movements, musical sensitivity and timing. Musical sensitivity, I'm sorry, there is none in most of that program. He's not following what the music is doing. He's just setting up for the jumps.
Yep.
And yes, this is why there's two separate marks. You give him all the TES in the world. It is by far the best skate in that regard from a components standpoint. No, it's not.
No.
It's not. And the thing is, you don't have to give him the components. You could have given him like 50 in components in the free skate. He's still going to win the competition. I'm not saying he deserves 50. To me, he's more so like 81, 82, 83. If you balanced out everything that I'm looking at, that's where I would probably have him. And I think that's realistic. You look at someone like Shiderov, he's doing more or less the same thing, a bunch of quads, and there's really no program. And then all of a sudden, there's a little glimpse of a program. I think Ilya has stronger skating skills. But if you're going to trash Shiderov for it, then why are we trashing? I mean, why are we just giving the benefit of the doubt and throwing out 9.5 and all this to Ilya? Doesn't make sense to me. It's
I
just
mean, you know,
it's
again,
the
it's men
blinders of
skating.
the quads. Yeah.
Quads equal PCS, you know, so that just happens.
Okay. So it goes. I wish that they used the marks more appropriately. And you know, again, I'm going to go back to Worlds where he just skated this wonderful, wonderful exhibition program. And I wish we saw even a glimpse of that in his competitive programs. But you know, he's going for the quads, he's going for this TES, and that's what's going to differentiate you, because you're going to give every skater in the 80s or 90s in PCS, then TES is where he's going to run away with it anyways. So that's what
Yeah.
we that's you know he's going to win the Olympics. It would take a major disaster. He's so far ahead. I just wish, comparatively looking at what the skaters produce, it would be make more sense
Yeah.
to what it is.
And then Yuma, like, you know, he gets well, he's fourth in the long program here, winning the short program because he's clean, and you know, just that big contrast to where like he's not getting enough credit for the PCS he gives us. And just a relative comparison, because he wins PCS, sure, it's a 92.91, but then Ilya's getting a 92.17. You know what I mean? So it's like a less than a point higher, even
In
though
the
he's
free
showing
skate,
these in the free skate, right? Even if he's showing these masterful skating skills all throughout, he has transitions, like he's listening to the music to me the entire time. So you know, we're just saying the same thing we've been saying again and again. I just want it to be rewarded. Even this short program that I don't like, I sit here and I'm just like, give him composition in 10, right? Give him presentation 9.5, giving skating skills almost 10 as well. You know, like just wow. No one does a step sequence at that level. He's able to just still command your this energy and this performance at the end of this program, whereas most people are just like, bleh. You know what I mean? Like they're like waiting until the end. So it's like, we'll just see, but how the season plays out. But it's clear that Ilya is going to win the Olympics as long as he skates mostly clean,
The
and it
thing is,
really is does
he could water everything so down. If he does
kill, right?
a Lutz and a flip in the short program, and then he does probably three quads in the free skate, he's going to win. It's not going to take much. But knowing Ilya, he's going to push and he's probably going to try to do something crazy, and he probably will do it. And good for him. I don't have any, this is the system, and I don't have any problem. He is a once in a probably 50 years kind of skater. I mean, he's just so far ahead of everybody that, he needs to be rewarded for that, just as an emotional journey and as a foundational whatever of the PCS. Just mark him accordingly to what he's putting out there. And if you're going to say things like he's sacrificing the PCS for the jumps, then sacrifice the PCS score too. Don't just throw them away. Throw him those scores. So Yuma, he was fourth in the free skate, but it was only like a point or two behind second and third place, and it really was because they're not differentiating the PCS enough, I feel like. I don't have any faults with it though, because the two combination seated were doubles on the end, and he was losing points there. The second triple axel was messy. There was a lot that he could have done much cleaner. So he's still trying to get that perfect skate back. But I mean, for now, it's looking like if he can skate a clean short program at the Olympics, it's going to, as it has many times, it's going to give him enough of a cushion that the free skate may not matter as much. And he's looking at being the favorite for the silver, I would say, still,
Yeah,
just
I would
based
say that
on
too.
everybody
Favorite
else.
for the silver, and it really depends on how well, he keeps it together. He can have a mistake here and there, and I think still stay on the podium. Obviously, he's not Ilya level where it's like he has a much bigger cushion. But yeah, there is a cushion there. I'd agree with you. Because when you look at like the next skater here, who seems to be really like establishing himself as this like podium threat, if not like maybe favorite now, Shun Sato, he's just been pumping out performance after performance that's like mostly clean, right? And he's showing this consistency that is even less in the eyes of the judges, raising his PCS. He's now solidly in like the upper eights. Some judges are pushing into nines, and
Well,
that's I think.
I think the free skate, he just benefited after skating right after Ilya, to be honest. I don't know that they're
Really? I
going
thought it
to
felt
give him,
flatter after Ilya.
but it did. But that's what I'm saying. I think that the PCS, it helped just by like the momentum of the competition, because I don't know. I like the short programs are repeat. It's actually Guillaume's work from last year. It's really nice. It shows off his skating skills. We've said it all already. The free skate is like a flat Firebird. We've already said that as well. It's not really, it doesn't
No,
give like the
right.
energy.
It doesn't. Right, but it's clean, it's consistent, and judges reward that when you come out and you perform consistently again after again. By the Olympics, he might be getting very high eights and low nines if he's still pumping out this level of performance. Like, because that's just a momentum thing that we've seen in the past before too. But still, the highlight for me wasn't necessarily the skate.
The coach's reaction.
The coach's reaction. I just love it. It's so genuine, right? Right. This is genuine joy, and he's more excited than Shun is. So, like, love that.
So yeah, he throws himself in as a very serious contender for the bronze medal at the Olympics. What looked like it was going to be Shaidarov and maybe Adam, I don't know, now it's like kind of wide open. Then we talk about, Daniel Grassl. I've really meticulously looked at his jump rotations, and I felt like he got the benefit of the doubt for so long. I will say,
These look good. These look better here. I would have just saying that. Yeah, I remember watching. It's like, oh, that quad lutz looked rotated on the landing. Obviously, still massively pre-rotated. But yeah, the rotations are looking better. Even like in the the quad loop, right? It was like a little better disguised. I still thought in the short program it was under and the judges just gave Q, I think.
Yeah.
But in the free program, things
But
looked
that
better to me.
it did because he goes around a big circle in the short program and he goes down a straight line in the free skate, and I feel like the straight line actually helps him. I don't know why he doesn't try to incorporate that into the short program. A lot of people trash his skating. A lot of people don't like him for other things off the ice, whatever, the missed drug test and like the shadiness of it all, and then him kind of pushing back and saying like thanks to all my haters, all that, blah blah blah. But I will say, like, he, if you're looking, and this is so ridiculous that I'm saying this because I always talk about his PCS, but if you're looking at the composition of the free skate especially, there is much more of a complete program there than what Ilya does. I am sorry, there is more of a program, there is more effort to put in a consistent, and he's doing,
I agree.
three quads to start the program. So it's not like he's kind of shying away from these difficult jumps, but he's still giving us something the entire time. I think that aside from his jumps, his skating is quite interesting. I think that he puts the effort in and he does work very, very hard. And I think he's well aware of kind of the Lutz technique is never going to change. The way that he picks weird and the way that he pre-rotates the toe loop, those things are never going to change. I didn't have really any questions about his jumps in the free skate, surprisingly. I mean, it looked like everything looked okay. The pre-rotation is never going to get called on the jumps, so you just have to look at the
Yeah, I
rotation of
know.
the jumps and
And that's something I really hope that like gets worked on, because it's in the rules, you know, it's supposed to be. It's just that
if
you
it's real
can't,
time, though, yeah.
only if you can tell in real time can you like deduct and call for it and everything. But these are real time to me, especially in the toe loop on his combinations. These are real time
Yeah,
that you
it's a
can
toe
clearly
axle.
see.
It's, yeah.
So hopefully that's something they start coming down on. But you know, everything else, yeah, it looks really good. All the in-between's really good. I'm loving the way the extension, the posture is so much
Yeah.
better. There's content, there's
The spins are
his actual
unique. Everything's
The
good.
spin, yeah, the spins are really good. Right, exactly. Right. Whereas you see some other skaters like you see here, like Shaidarov, who just throw the spins away,
Oh,
doesn't
they
even
are
bother trying to get
completely
level
thrown away.
four.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
The GOE is always so low on them too. A lot of the
And
time
so,
it's
like,
negative, so yeah.
I definitely think Gräsel's setting himself up to be spoiler for that podium if he skates this well, right? And he gets a
It's really
panel that's,
gonna
it's a
come
panel
down to that
though.
quad loop in the short program though.
Yeah,
Because
right. And
that
then how
getting
nice the
called,
panel is.
yeah, that getting called puts him out of the final group most likely. If it gets called clean, so they might, I don't know. Like seeing that he, I don't know. He can do a quad salchow that actually looks better, so I'm wondering if he maybe should just try to do the quad salchow in the short program. I know he wants like the additional slight po more points, but like why not think about changing that out? I don't know.
Right.
We'll see.
But
Adam, so Adam's fifth. I will rave about his short program, how I think it's so brilliant the way he uses his whole body. There's an abandon. I don't know how to describe it. Just
this,
everything is just loose and like it's great.
It's
But
art, it's performance is what I put here. Like it's just giving us something different too. And like you're saying, it is that full body. And you know, let's just compare this, right? This is men's skating. It's not ice dance. But compare how he moves his body to just go back and look at the men in ice dance, and he's doing it better than the winner. You know what I mean? Like there's just this more actual interpretation. His back has this flexibility. He's doesn't seem to be afraid of any type of movement. It's all in service of the art and the program, right? And I just love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I love the step sequence, how big it is, how quick and fast the turns are, and it's all dictated by the music. He's not trying to overthink, trying to stay upright to make sure this turn is clean and that turn is whatever. He's just trying to give us the art. Amazing program, even if it's a bad skate.
And the free skate, though, I will say, I think we have a differing opinion here, especially watching this in the context of the entire night of skating. I feel like, 7 out of the first 8 elements are his jump elements, which is one thing. And then he doesn't do a spin until after all that's done. That's very Vanessa Guzmaroli of him. I will say, though, I feel like there's not. He's so focused on those jumps, much like Ilya in the beginning of his free skate. I don't really get a program out of it until he does the step sequence about halfway through. I don't get that consistent like level, which I think you do. I think you're completely
Yeah. Oh,
into
no.
it.
See, okay. I think in the beginning, there's concepts of a program. Do you know, like, especially its creation of Adam, and you see this concepts of, for real. And so you see these really cool movements to where, like, he'll have his, like, leg and arm in, and then he'll show, oh, I'm growing. It's like now I'm, you know, this idea of, like, creating a man, creating a person. Like, and there's all this type of, like, choreography and nuance in there. Totally agree with you. The composition's terrible when you just have all these jumps, step sequence, then a Lutz, right? And then you do spin, choreo sequence, spin. Composition's garbage. And I meant to look here. He doesn't even get three jumping passes in the bonus.
Only two.
Still. He only gets the two, right? And so that first axel, not even in the last half. But I still really enjoy this, especially in a field where you don't really get much of programs here. It's really good, in my opinion.
I did, it just kind of fell flat for me because he started on fire and I'm like, oh, here we go again. He's gonna climb his way back up. But then those jumps in the second half or the jumps that should be in the second half were all kind of a mess. So I don't know, but he does never give up on the performance, and at least there's that going for him. I just feel like I wish there was more content to start, but again, it's this trade-off of the big jumps and focusing in on them. Shadurov, far and away last place here. Just a terrible, terrible short program for him. Interestingly, I don't think I've ever seen him skate this poorly, at least in the last 2 years.
I wonder what's going on. Like, is it was so solid even earlier in the season. It felt more solid. Everything felt more secure. And now it just feels like everything's falling apart. You know, like it's bursting at the seams. And so maybe he had an injury he's dealing with. Like, I think the short program gives a better impression now. I do want to just emphasize something though. You know, like he has no combination, and I had to go look this up, and I'm sure other fans will look it up too. So the combination was planned for the Lutz, right? But the plus combo gets added to the toe. And so I'm just going to read what's in the rule book here. If there's a mistake like this in the short program, quote, if there is no clear way to identify the combination or the solo jump, the later jump element performed will be identified as the jump combination consisting of one jump only. Right. And so that's what you see here. He didn't like step out and do like a double toe in one of these to signify this was my combination, right? He just had mistakes, didn't even try to make it seem like there was a combination. And so that's what the rules say. It used to be do what's less punitive to the skater. And so they would pick like the lowest value jump to punish. And now they just do the latest one.
And I mean, it makes sense because it's like you could still, if you screw up the first jump, you could technically throw in the combination as the second one. So they're saying, this is your second chance. You didn't do it. Here's where the combo is. I understand their way of thinking with that. Although, when you look at it, so he falls on the Lutz, clearly no combo there, and it's going to be a minus five. Step out on the toe loop. Technically, it didn't have to be a minus five, but because they put the plus combo, it now has to be a minus five. So I guess in that sense, it did screw him over slightly, but in the context of this, it was so far behind, it was
It didn't
not
really
a
matter.
big deal.
Right. And it's really hard to like plan for that. You know, usually you'll see skaters in like the free program kind of like plan for like these things. But if your whole intention is, oh, I lost this triple toe value and let me put it in this second jump, he's not just gonna like add that double toe to after the fall to make it seem like that was my combination because he wants to get those points. So it's a risk reward.
And by the way,
Didn't
it's
the
Dune.
risk did
He's
not pay
re
off.
yeah. He returned to Dune, which is like a good choice for him, but now I wish someone would be in his ear saying, get rid of that free skate. To me, this is what I don't understand. As world silver medalist and someone that's looking comfortably like they're going to get onto the podium at the Olympics if they can just produce what they're doing, why would you n stick with a program that's consistently getting below 8 in PCS? The judges are clearly showing that they do not like it. They're putting you way behind all the other top skaters. There's nothing there. Like you can't.
And they don't like it because it's like a bad program. It
It's
makes
just,
no sense. The music is random. And then the version of Diva Dance, again, I get that they're trying to pay homage to like Kazakh artists. It's just not working though. And if you're trying to win an Olympic medal right now, go back to what has already worked. He probably even needs to go back to that weird long program that I weirdly enjoyed last year, even if it was crazy empty. It's better than what we're seeing now, and I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, and he's giving enough mistakes now that it's like very glaring that the program is not good. It's when he
Right, and you
skates
know, like,
well, there's an excitement, but there's not, it's not, there's nothing
it's
there,
not.
so.
And I'm looking here, and like the Belgian judge gives him a 6.75 in composition, and I'm like, that was
That's,
deserved.
yeah. But
You
see,
know what I
this is
mean?
what I'm
Like,
saying. Like you see a program that's so empty. You see a program that there's, he actually, I think, has more maybe line actually than Ilya, I will say, but he doesn't show it. But you're also destroying his score, but at the same time you're throwing Ilya 9.25 and 9.5 because he can land quads. I just wish it was more, again, it's not to compare skater to skater, but you really, when there's six skaters, it's hard to not do that. You need to just be more appropriate with PCS. And if it makes the ISU come out with videos that show this is what a 10.0 would look like, then please do it, because then we could stop these arguments of, oh, it's so subjective. If you've only ever seen 10 skaters in your life, you might think everyone's at a 10.0, but it's not like that. All right, so we're
No.
actually going
So,
to save the women for tomorrow too, because
yes.
I think there's some jumps we could look at and just go into a little bit more detail of how the Olympics are gonna kind of play out as far as what we think. It looks, we
Yeah,
got some
honestly, the
idea.
women's competition surprised me a little bit just by like the way when you saw everyone stack up, like, oh, I didn't expect some of this PCS here. I would say, Alyssa winning surprised me a lot, to be honest with you. And so we're gonna go into that a little bit more. And oh, this is just such an interesting competition. I was just like, I was enjoying it way more than I thought I would at this level of just kind of like how things are shaking out, and then like dissecting like and projecting out into the rest of the season. So just for that, loved it. And there was a lot of great skating too. So we'll definitely dive into the women next time as
That,
well.
and then like we didn't mention too, we're gonna go over Zynga Kolesnik, the call that they got in the rhythm dance, why they got it. We're gonna go slow motion and all that stuff. We're gonna go into all of it and just do maybe some side by side or up and down comparison of certain elements and just show why we feel how we feel. But yeah, so we reviewed three of the four disciplines, two and a half, I would say. Really deep dive in ice dance tomorrow. We'll go over the women completely tomorrow. Other than that, I have not much else to add. It was a good competition though. I loved the pairs. I loved seeing almost everyone at their top level. The men, it's looking like it's really kind of a race now into that bronze medal, which is exciting. I think we thought that, but now the people that are maybe getting up into that spot are ones that we didn't think they would be. And yeah, so that's exciting too. But yeah, I don't think you have anything else to add.
No, that's it. Well, I'm gonna save all my other really strong opinions for tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, sounds good for me too. Remember, if you haven't subscribed, please do and like our videos, share them, post them on social media, get people talking, make comments, we'll reply to them. Email us if you want to, add us on Instagram, talk to us there. A lot of people have been doing that. Love all of it. But yeah, that's
Yes,
it for now.
please.
This is part one of our Grand Prix review, and then the next big thing that we have, maybe we'll watch Japanese nationals, I'm not sure. But we have US nationals and then the big events for the rest of the season. This is the end of the international season as far as the
Know.
first half. So,
And then Europeans and Olympics will be here before we know it
yeah,
too. So that'll be
exactly. A
I
month away. Yeah.
know.
All right. So for now, my name is Tony Wheeler.
And my name is Thomas Vu.
Thank you for watching and
Bye,
see you
everyone.
tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.